Let me ask you a question about this written description. Couldn't the patent simply have said that these elements just recited generally that embodiments could have a combination of elements? Wouldn't that have been simple enough to put into the patent?
Certainly could have been put in there. And in fact, if you look at the closing statement in the 973 just before the claims, that specifically says that it's understood by those skilled in the art. The changes in those details can be made. That's a column 6 down at 64, 65.
That's in virtually every patent, right?
That's in virtually every patent.
Right.
And it's just an acknowledgement by the patentee that you can pick up this element in this picture, this element in that picture, and combine those if it would be reasonable to do so.
And that boilerplate alone can't be the answer, right? Because it's in every patent.
I'm sorry?
Well, it just seems to me odd that you would say, everybody's got that boilerplate language in their patents, and let's assume your technology is enormously complicated and very, very difficult to comprehend. That certainly wouldn't think that boilerplate would help you.
Well,
your argument, if we're in simple mechanical arts, where the ordinary artisan can quickly understand whether they're the kind of obstacles that Judge Duran was talking about, of putting things together and maybe wouldn't do it.
Well, certainly, I think
the boilerplate language helps you if you're in the simple field. And
I think it helped you more in the simple field than it would have in a very complex field. For example, if you were talking about organic chemistry, a chemist may know you can substitute this atom for that atom, where an average person may not know that in that particular field. Likewise, a chemist may look at it and say, okay, you can substitute potassium for sodium or whatever, or you may not be able to do so for some specific reason in that field. In that type of a case, then a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand that shouldn't be done. And I don't think the boilerplate necessarily helps you in that regard. But I think in this particular instance, with a fairly simple mechanical device, I think it does. It says a person of ordinary skill in the art would look at that and say, yeah, your plate, you can put in here a back plate with side plates, or you can replace the back plate with a spring clip. And both of those are clearly reflected in the specification. So why couldn't you put a spring clip with a side plate? There's no reason not to. And a person of ordinary skill in art would understand that. And I think that boilerplate points to that. And it points to the general proposition that you're not required to put every conceivable embodiment in your patent. You've got to put your preferred embodiment in the patent. And certainly you've got to disclose enough so that a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand the problem and how to fix it.